and two or three songs to sing, depending on timings and what we can fit in.
So we walked into a clearing in the wood in the park. It's all a bit exciting and mysterious.
Warm-ups can be really boring or they can be quite fun. And one more, we'll do it with ha.
Amy, you're the instigator of this project, and you've got such a lovely way with the group that you've got here. What draws you to doing this sort of work?
I'm a big believer that anyone can sing. You know, I think a lot of people were put off at school by mean music teachers or parents even, you know, saying, oh, shut up, you can't sing. But I think it's really good for people to sing, and I think everyone can. You know, you might not sound like an opera singer, but he wants to anyway, really. I think there is something very special about singing outdoors. I mean, you can hear now, probably in the background, you've got bird song and someone's kind of singing with birds, and it just sort of connects you a bit maybe with nature, which is obviously a good thing for people too, to one, to be outdoors, two, to be active and wandering around, you know. To be singing in itself is good for you in terms of well-being and physical well-being. So yeah, sort of combining all of those three things seemed like a really good idea to me.
One, two, three.
Are you a trained musician?
I am a musician. I wouldn't say trained. I do perform and I record. I've got three albums out. And I have also trained as a natural voice practitioner. So this is a particular type of singing. Oh, in the park.
Oh, in the park.
There was a tree.
There was a tree.
The prettiest tree.
The prettiest tree.
That you ever did see.
That you ever did see.
Beautiful. And then you sing with me. Now the tree was in the hole, and the hole was in the ground, and the green grass grew all around, all around. The green grass grew all around. Sounds like you've all picked it up instantly. Is that right? Or is anyone worried about any bits of it in particular? My idea of the natural voice is basically singing naturally, not putting on a voice, not like you often hear pop singers these days kind of putting on a very stylized voice. But I'm coming more from a kind of folk tradition where you just sing, you sing naturally, you just sing as if you were talking. It's not a big different thing, you just start singing.
John, what brings you to a park on a lovely sunny afternoon to do some singing?
Well, I have done a bit with Amy before, and I love singing and I love nature. What could be better on a sunny day?
This has been a really lovely way to spend an afternoon out in nature with some singing and some making and just some thinking about being in nature.
My name's Tom Mack from Active Devon, and part of my role is running the Naturally Healthy campaign and also a programme called Connecting Actively to Nature, both of which are really just about encouraging people in Devon all across the county to get out, be active, enjoy nature, because we're really passionate that it's just really good for your health and well-being. We've got dozens of partners and organisations and individuals supporting us across the county, so you'll see it on social media and so on. You can check out Devon Connect, you can check out the Natural Devon website and the Active Devon website. We've got sea swimming groups happening, lots and lots of walking groups springing up everywhere. So there's things like park yoga right through the summer that's happening. So it's really, yeah, really just encouraging people to spend time in nature.
Hey, I forgot to tell you how to stop.